Ever wondered how AI agents are reshaping the very fabric of enterprise operations? Welcome to the AI Agent Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about ServiceNow and NVIDIA's groundbreaking partnership fueling a new class of intelligent AI agents across the enterprise. Let's dive in. Imagine a world where AI agents not only understand your needs, but anticipate them, making decisions that align with complex workflows and delivering personalized outcomes at scale. This vision is becoming a reality, thanks to the latest collaboration between ServiceNow and NVIDIA. At ServiceNow's annual customer and partner event, Knowledge 2025, the two tech giants announced an expansion of their partnership, introducing the April Nemotron 15B reasoning model. This new high-performance model, developed in collaboration with NVIDIA, is designed to evaluate relationships, apply rules, and weigh goals to reach conclusions or make decisions. It's a leap forward in creating compact, enterprise-grade large language models tailored for real-time workflow execution. What makes the April Nemotron 15B model stand out is its ability to deliver lower latency, reduce inference costs, and accelerate agentic AI. It's been post-trained with data from NVIDIA and ServiceNow, ensuring it's not just fast, but also efficient and cost-effective when running on NVIDIA GPU infrastructure. This model, a part of the NVIDIA NIM microservice, is setting new benchmarks in its size category, showcasing its potential to power AI workflows at scale. But it's not just about the model. ServiceNow and NVIDIA are also rolling out a new data flywheel architecture. This integrates ServiceNow's workflow data fabric with selected NVIDIA NeMo microservices, creating a closed-loop data process that enhances model accuracy and user personalization. It's like giving AI agents the ability to learn and adapt continuously, refining their operations with every interaction. John Sigler, Executive Vice President of Platform and AI at ServiceNow, emphasized the importance of this innovation, stating, "With this new April Nemotron 15B reasoning model, we're powering intelligent AI agents that can make context-aware decisions, adapt to complex workflows, and deliver personalized outcomes at scale." Carrie Brisky, Vice President of Generative AI Software for Enterprise at NVIDIA, added, "NVIDIA and ServiceNow share a mission to reimagine employee productivity through AI tools that help people get more done. Together, we've built the April Nemotron 15B model to serve as an enterprise-grade reasoning engine. This collaboration is all about turning enterprise data into real-time, personalized action, enhancing productivity like never before." The April Nemotron 15B model is expected to be available in the second quarter of 2025, marking a significant milestone in service and innovation for AI agents in the enterprise. As ServiceNow and NVIDIA continue their partnership, they're not just setting new standards for AI capabilities. They're redefining how enterprises operate in a digital-first world. Microsoft's latest move is a big one. They're adopting Google's open protocol Agent-to-Agent, or A2A, to let AI agents communicate seamlessly. This is a game changer for AI development, as it means Microsoft is enabling their AI platforms, Azure AI Foundry and Copilot Studio, to support this new standard. Now, why does this matter? Well, imagine AI agents that can work together across different platforms and services, regardless of who developed them. That's the future Microsoft is betting on by joining the A2A working group on GitHub. In their words, "The best agents won't live in one app or cloud. They'll operate in the flow of work, spanning models, domains, and ecosystems." Google's A2A protocol, launched just last month, allows AI agents to exchange goals and invoke actions across various clouds, apps, and services. This means developers can ensure that these agents collaborate securely and effectively, breaking down the silos that often limit AI capabilities. Once A2A support is integrated into Azure AI Foundry and Copilot Studio, Microsoft agents will be able to interact with external agents for various tasks. For instance, a Microsoft agent could handle scheduling a meeting while a Google agent manages drafting the email invites. It's about creating complex multi-agent workflows that maintain governance and service-level agreements. Agentic technology is catching on, with 65% of companies already experimenting with AI agents, according to a recent KPMG survey. The market for AI agents is expected to skyrocket from $7.84 billion in 2025 to a whopping $52.62 billion by 2030. Clearly, companies are recognizing the potential for AI to boost productivity and streamline operations. Interestingly, this isn't Microsoft's first foray into embracing open standards. They've previously supported MCP, a standard from Anthropic for connecting AI to data systems in Copilot Studio. Other major players like Google and OpenAI have also adopted MCP, highlighting a broader industry trend towards shared protocols. The gaming industry is not just about creating fun experiences anymore, it's becoming a hotbed for artificial intelligence innovation. Today, we're spotlighting a startup called Set that's making waves by building AI agents specifically for game development. And they've just emerged from stealth with a whopping $27 million in funding. That's right, $27 million to revolutionize how mobile games are built and marketed. Imagine a world where AI agents can create and run mobile games, handling everything from design to marketing. That's the vision behind Set. Founded in 2022 and based in Tel Aviv, Set has been quietly perfecting their approach under the radar, much like many B2B startups do. Their client list already reads like a who's who of the gaming world, including names like Zynga, Scopely, and Rovio. And they're not stopping there. With over 100 gaming studios on a waiting list, they're poised for rapid growth. Led by CEO Amit Karmi and CTO Yoni Blumenfeld, Set is tackling one of the biggest challenges in mobile gaming, getting noticed in an oversaturated market. Karmi describes the gaming industry as one of the most competitive out there, where there are more games than people. It's easy to build a game, but statistically, it's nearly impossible to make a successful one without the right marketing strategy. Set's solution? AI agents that focus on creative content for game publisher marketing. With traditional user-level tracking fading away, especially on iOS, Set is pivoting towards playable ads and engaging marketing content that draws users in. These ads are not just catchy, they're crucial for standing out, but they can also be costly and time-consuming to create. Set claims their technology can build these ads 15 times faster and 25 times cheaper than traditional methods. That's a game-changer. Akin Babayigit, a seasoned expert in the gaming industry and founder of Arcadia Gaming Advisors, calls Set's approach a no-brainer. He emphasizes the importance of marketing in the gaming world and is confident in Set's team of talented individuals. He believes if anyone can automate parts of game production and distribution, it's them. Interestingly, Set's rise comes at a time when their competitor, AppLovin, is selling its gaming assets to TripleDot for $800 million. AppLovin is shifting focus, leveraging AI models and marketing tools to create their own playable ads. This move reflects a broader trend in the industry, where AI is increasingly taking on roles traditionally handled by humans. But how much AI is too much? That's the question many are asking. Set's CEO, Amit Karmi, acknowledges the potential of AI to develop and market games end-to-end, but remains focused on their current mission. He believes there's a bigger opportunity in integrating marketing and in-game content, rather than replacing all aspects of game design. Ultimately, it's about enhancing the creative process, not eliminating it. As Set steps into the spotlight with their innovative use of AI in gaming, they're not just changing how games are marketed, they're shaping the future of game development itself. It's an exciting time to watch this space as AI continues to transform the industry. Agentic artificial intelligence is still all the rage among Silicon Valley's venture capitalists, and two startups, Relevance AI and Stack AI, are the latest to attract millions in funding. These companies are on a mission to help enterprises tap into the power of advanced AI models without the usual hurdles like complex coding or the need for expert data scientists. Relevance AI, hailing from Australia, is leading the charge. They've just closed their second major funding round, a $24 million Series B. This was led by Bessemer Venture Partners, with support from Insight Partners, King River Capital, and Peak XV. Their low-code platform is all about enabling companies to create AI agent workforces, each agent dedicated to a specific task. It's perfect for those looking to automate repetitive work and free up employees for more creative endeavors. For instance, Relevance AI recently launched a social posting agent that can repurpose content across platforms like LinkedIn and X, making sure the brand's voice stays consistent. They've also got an automated meeting note-taker agent that captures everything said during a meeting and turns those conversations into actionable items afterward. Daniel Vasilev, co-founder and chief executive of Relevance AI, shared that their platform saw over 40,000 agents created in January alone, serving clients from Fortune 500 companies to up-and-coming startups. The new funding will accelerate the development of two key features: a visual multi-agent system builder for designing workflows on a no-code canvas, and a text-to-agent generator that lets companies describe what they need in natural language and watch the platform build it. Vasilev calls it a game-changer for organizations eager to deploy AI capabilities quickly across various functions. Now, Relevance AI isn't without competition. Stack AI is another player in the space, having just raised $16 million in a Series A round, with investors like Lobby VC, LifeX Ventures, and angel investors like Guillermo Rauch of Versal AI. Stack AI's platform connects data sources with large language models, including OpenAI's GPT models, to create customized AI agents for specific work-related tasks. Much like Relevance AI, Stack AI focuses on work automation with a low-code, drag-and-drop interface for building AI-powered assistants, chatbots, and content creation systems. Their agents can tackle challenges like automating supply chain tasks, performing data analytics, and even assisting doctors by retrieving patient histories from electronic health records. Bernard Aquituno, Stack AI's co-founder, emphasized their mission: an AI agent for every job. IBM and Oracle are shaking things up in the world of enterprise automation with their latest partnership. They've expanded their collaboration to integrate IBM's WatsonX artificial intelligence portfolio into Oracle Cloud infrastructure. This isn't just a small upgrade, it's a major leap forward for AI in enterprise settings, beginning with human resources applications and extending across a variety of domains. At the core of this partnership is the integration of IBM's AI models, like the WatsonX Orchestrate and Granite models, into Oracle's AI services and ecosystem. This allows these AI agents to perform autonomous tasks, acting like digital co-workers alongside human employees. It's a shift that signals a new era for enterprise technology leaders, pushing them to adopt interconnected AI agents to boost operational efficiency. Now, what makes this particularly exciting is the deployment of IBM's AI agents within Oracle's AI Agent Studio and Fusion applications. This setup enables dynamic multi-agent workflows that span both Oracle and non-Oracle systems. These agents can be hosted on Red Hat OpenShift, allowing flexibility across different regulatory environments. It's about creating a seamless, interconnected AI network that works effortlessly across various platforms. Oracle is also enhancing customer choice by making IBM's Granite AI models available via Oracle Cloud Infrastructure Data Science. This means enterprises can leverage lighter, purpose-built large language models, adding more tools to their AI toolkit. Plus, IBM is rolling out new consulting services to help clients transition from legacy systems to modern containerized environments using OpenShift on OCI. Interestingly, IBM's Invisi ESG suite is also being integrated into Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. This highlights the growing importance of environmental data in enterprise operations. With stricter disclosure regulations on the horizon, embedding ESG metrics into core platforms like Oracle Fusion Cloud is becoming essential for compliance and competitive advantage. So, what does all this mean for enterprise insiders? Well, it means rethinking AI orchestration across systems, focusing on agentic AI as a system of interconnected agents solving real operational challenges. As IBM and Oracle show, the value lies in linking disparate systems with intelligent agents that understand, act, and improve autonomously. The partnership also underscores the strategic move toward hybrid cloud and container-based workloads. Enterprises that migrate from traditional virtual machines to OpenShift on Oracle Cloud infrastructure are already seeing significant improvements in deployment speed and resource utilization. And let's not forget about ESG reporting. The integration of IBM's Envizi ESG suite into Oracle Cloud shows that environmental data is foundational. With most global companies facing stricter regulations by 2026, real-time ESG reporting is set to become a key factor for compliance and brand credibility. That's it for today's The AI Agent Daily Brief. IBM and Oracle's partnership is a game-changer, ushering in a new era of interconnected AI agents that transform enterprise operations. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.